This is a song for my friends Jared and Gary. They started a podcast and said a theme was necessary. They're just a couple of guys in a band that you know. Some rock star dads who started a show. So here's the next episode.
Welcome to the Rockstar Dad Show right here on Adobe Radio and wherever you listen to podcasts. We are super happy to be with you here today. It's me, Jarrett, and Gary is right over there. Though not right over there, as in like sitting across the room where he would have been 5 or 6 months ago. Still mobile and souping up your office, so to speak. Getting fancy new cameras and like you've got 14 monitors and stuff now.
Technology, use it.
It's like NASA over there.
I don't know what happened. I shut the computer down last night and opened it up for today's call, for today's show. And for some reason, the camera I normally use was not working. But I got it figured out, and here we are.
I just don't understand. It's something that I talk about all the time. Things should just work. You know? Like, I don't understand it. Like, why things just don't work. You know?
Yeah, and it's not like you unplug it and are wiring it differently. It just... Yeah, yesterday it worked and today it doesn't. Why? That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It happens to me all the time. Like, I'll be set up for a stage at show at 2, and I finish the show, and I leave the room, come back at 8, and nothing works. It's insanity is what it is. But, you know, we're here now, and coming up on the show later, Chingy, who we played a bunch of shows with back in the day. When we were doing radio shows, it would be like us and Simple Plan to be the only two bands that had like instruments, and everybody else would come out and run around and rock out to tracks.
All the other changeovers on those days would be like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then our changeover would be 30. And everyone's like, why does it take you guys so long? Well, because we have gear.
Yeah. But we did get to, I'm just going to get right into the show and tell you what's going on. So first of all, we were supposed to have taped this Wednesday, and today's Saturday. And we stayed up really late the night before on a Bowling for Soup hangout because we haven't scheduled one in quite some time. And Chris Burney was missing us. And so Gary stood me up.
I did. Here's what happened. We stayed up on the Bowling for Soup hangout to what? I don't know, like 1:30 or something in the morning.
Yeah, I went to bed. Casey said I went to bed at like 2:30. So
okay, so I went to bed and passed out because we did all the drinking on that.
We did,
and I passed out, and then I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, and I was wide awake. Anik wasn't in bed. And I was like, what's going on? It kind of, you know, it didn't make sense. So I went to go find her and she was in Tyler's room. And so I told her, hey, you should wake up and come to bed. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. And so I was drunk and hungover. But whenever I woke up at 3 a.m, I couldn't go back to sleep. And I didn't fall asleep till like 7:30 in the morning after that. So when we were supposed to get on and record this, I was asleep.
Well, the funny thing is I was like, I woke up and I was so just not with it. And so I texted you and I go, hey, man, I'm moving really slow. Can we just start at like 10:30? And you don't answer me back. And so I text you back at like 10:15. I'm going, hey, let's just start. We have a guest at 11. Let's just start then. And then I text you back and I go, you know what? I haven't heard from you. I'm assuming you're in the same position I am. I'm pushing the guest to another time. And then you finally got back to me and you're like, but see, that's the thing is I'm always late and you would expect that from me. Gary like is super responsible. And so it was kind of fun to have you on the other end of that. But then today, so fast forward that, and then like, I took me a few days to recover. And as you can tell, I'm yawning on this show, and I never do that on this particular program.
I'm guessing you guys had a big, big night last night.
Casey's birthday was yesterday, and so basically all of the people we can hang out with got together last night, and we love these games that you can play on Amazon, and it's called... Quiplash is one of them, super fun. But we found this new one called Faker. And man, it is so much fun. And so we were playing in like, only six people can play at a time. So there was like six couples. So we kind of had to keep rotating or whatever. But we were up pretty flipping late. And then, of course, I do that thing where I'm tired at 9 o'clock. But then once I'm up until 12 or 1, for some reason, like it is just like I have a fresh start. And of course, we get home and I'm like, hey, let's split another bottle of champagne, you know, and terrible idea. Terrible.
That time thing is weird because on tour, whenever we're on the bus, I mean, all of us just at night and not at night, but I mean, like before stage time. So it gets to be like an hour before stage time. And for me, and I think most of us, we all just kind of get tired, right? And lethargic.
Yeah.
And then we hit the stage and, you know, energy and everything comes back. And then we're awake till 5 a.m. But it happens kind of at home too. So I'm right there with you on a normal night. You know, it gets to be 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And I'm kind of like, okay, it could be bedtime. I'm going to go finish a couple of things or this or that. And then I somehow get in the zone and then I'm like, oh crap, it's 2:30. What happened?
It is the weird. It's so weird because, yeah, I mean, like dinner time rolls around or whatever. And it's like, okay, let's get this kid fed. You know, we'll sit, do something. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Anyway, we get this kid fed or whatever. And I start thinking then like, oh my God, I can't wait to go to bed. Like, it's just going to be the best. I cannot wait. And then it rolls around and it'll become like 9. And yeah, that's just it. I'm like, okay, well, now what? And I kind of wish I would because, you know, me and Casey are both trying to lose some weight. She's doing Weight Watchers and like walking like a mad person. And I'm doing this intermittent fasting thing. And then I'm going to talk about something else that I'm going to do here in just a minute. But, you know, so like it benefits us to go to bed early and then get up because when you're on a regiment like that, your energy level is just amazing, you know? And so a couple of days this week, like, I mean, you know, I woke up one day, she got up to walk and, when she wakes up, I wake up. There's nothing she can do about it. It just happens. And, you know, 7:30 in the morning, I'm out there flushing my hot water heater with my tankless hot water heater with vinegar, you know, doing some man stuff out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you know, like this, it's the old me, you know, I'm out here being productive. But anyway, last night, yeah, we got together and man, this morning it rolled around and I go, dude, I'm like, I hit you at like 9:30. Like, can we please push this to like 11 and then 11 rolls around and, noon, I guess, or so I don't remember. Anyway, I just like full on fell back to sleep and then woke up and, quite frankly was like, uh-oh, I did it to him this time, but you were awesome. You're an understanding soul, Gary.
Yeah. And, Casey have a good birthday.
She did, yes. But I believe in the background right now, either Elsa or her sister is back there. I can see that Gary's daughter making an appearance and just waving. Hi. Hello. Hi. Back in the background. It's freaking adorable. It's either Anna or Elsa today.
She's Elsa today.
Elsa today. All right. Yes. Casey had a great birthday and, somebody just opened your front door, by the way.
Yeah. Mickey's coming in and out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, she had a great birthday and, in fact, you know, I had her this cake made that looked like a champagne bottle coming out, like exploding out and had like ice and stuff on it. It's on my Instagram if you guys want to check it out, JARET2113.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it when you posted it, and not to be rude or anything, but I knew you didn't bake that.
Not even close. Not even, yeah. And that thing was amazing. And so we did that, and then we ordered Wingstop, which when you order Wingstop for like 12 people, like, it is expensive, man. That place is. They are proud of those little chicken wings. I mean,
that's one of those weird things. Like, ordering wings or like chicken strips or something for a big group is always weird. Because I don't know how many people y'all had, but you know, if you're having 10 people or something, you're like, should we get, you know, 30 wings? And so everyone's like, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. And you're like, well, that's like 3 each.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably not enough.
Totally.
Like, for some reason, the math never translates as the group. They're always like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm an over-orderer from way back. Like, I just order too much shit every time, because you want there to be enough for everybody. So when it comes,
I would much
to,
rather have leftovers and everyone happy than like everyone still hungry and not wanting to grab the last one and be, you know, like just order a bunch and let's not worry about
get
it.
Get a bunch of shit, you know, and the boneless ones you can eat leftover, you know, and then pizza, I'm the same way. Like, tell me, it's like, and Derek, who we hang out with, is the opposite. Like, Derek will order pizza, and Amy will ask him, like, how many did you order? And he'll say it, and she'll go, okay. Like, that's not near enough, you know? And, like, I'm like the guy that when I get done, there's still 2 large pizzas left, you know? Which, you know, if I weren't on a diet, would be awesome, because that shit would be great at 3 o'clock in the morning. But instead, you know. But yeah, she had a great birthday, and you know, we did like a kid free thing. Everybody got babysitters, and so it was nice to get a little adult time in, and everybody had fun. So I woke up today, and so my dogs are crate trained. So I have a mastiff that's 125 pounds. She's actually a runt. Her mom was 185, and her dad was 210. And then I have it's so funny, because when she lays on, so she can't fit on anything. So we have this huge ottoman that she wants to lay on it, but half of her body is hanging off. Sometimes it's like her back half is there and she's just like standing up with the other half, or vice versa. And so anyway, Casey is basically allergic to what they bring in from outside, not the dogs, but, and so it's taken us years to do this, but you know, our room has carpet. We finally moved them out of our room, and we're going to get rid of the guest room up front, and that's going to just be my office and a place for the dogs to be. So I have wanted to get a recumbent bike for a while, because it's the exercise that's really good for my knees. And you know, those of you who are fans of BFS or this show probably heard me talk a lot about, you know, I've had a few knee surgeries, and then I really need one in my other knee, and I get these injections every 6 months, and eventually I will have to get both knees replaced and blah blah blah. Anyway, and it's not good that I've gained a bunch of weight and I'm, you know, carrying that weight around on these knees that already suck. So I went down the rabbit hole of the recumbent bike today, or just the whole Peloton situation versus a recumbent bike versus...
What is a recumbent bike?
Recumbent bike? A recumbent bike is the one where you're like sitting in a chair and the pedals are out in front of you. So...
Okay. I got you.
At the gym, they'll have a bunch of those in a row, and usually the cycling bikes are in a room by themselves, you know? So I went back and forth and back and forth, and that was what I was doing the whole time I was waiting on you to come on the show, and I like... Comparing this one. And then I finally decided not to go interactive and picked the one that I wanted. And they're not making any more until November. Well, I'm instant gratification guy, you know? So I go all the way back to where I started. I go down this Peloton road again. You know what the Peloton is, right? You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, man, do I want to spend that much? Like, what if I don't use it? But then I'm like, you know what? That thing's going to resell fine. Like, I'll probably take a $500 hit on it if I, you know, but can get a grand for that thing, you know, if it's, you know, fairly new. And, but then Casey chimes in. She goes, I really want one of those row machines if we're going to do this thing. So I'm like, well, fuck. I'm not going to order one brand of bike and another brand of rower. I can't do that. Like, I want them to match, you know?
Yeah.
And so that starts...
You don't have an iPhone and then a Galaxy tablet.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And so that starts me down this whole other rabbit hole of just, you know, flipping insanity. And so I ended up decided on the Echelon. I got the EX5S, which is just as much as a Peloton, but... it you don't have to wear special shoes on this Peloton thing. Did you know this? You have to wear these. You have to like get dressed up in the outfit to do it. Like you got to put on the special outfit. You gotta wear a special costume to ride that bike.
And to ride your bike at home, you have to get the bicycle shoes.
That's right.
That you, and like, they can't like walk around on.
No, and they. It's exactly right. Like you can't. And you know, fuck, I'm 48 and fat. It's hard enough for me to put regular shoes on. I'm just like, I don't really need special shoes. I don't want that. And so anyway, I got it and it's coming, and I will hopefully, I'm still just down 13 pounds. I kind of fell off the wagon a little bit this week. And, but I'm hoping that that will spark, you know, just getting and moving a little bit, because I tried to start walking and quite frankly, man, it just hurts. You know, it's just, it sucks after, you know, 20 minutes, then I'm fucking sore. And you saw me after golf, you know, like I, like the next day was miserable.
Yeah. Walking's fine, but have you tried sitting?
It's great.
That's all the rage.
Yeah, it is such a great thing. But you know what? Even that hurts my knees now. Like if I sit too long in my, oh, you know, it's like, you're probably not to the age yet, but you're getting close where, you know, after a long plane ride, like, you know how my knees fucking swell up and hurt, you know? And it, so if I'm in my studio all day and I forget to go downstairs and eat, or forget to, you know, which happens all the time, I'll stand up and I'm like, oh my God, it's worse than golf. You know, it's just getting old sucks, man. It just does.
Yeah, getting old does suck.
It's just the freaking worst. But, you know, I don't know. It's better than the alternative, I guess. You know, I mean,
that's true.
But anyway, so I got this exercise bike coming, and, you know, I'm going to commit to it. I really am. So here's the thing that I'm learning about is that, like, you know, with like fad diets, you know how many times you and I went on Atkins and shit just over and over again. And, you know, sometimes with some great success, by the way. I mean, like I lost a shitload of weight back in the early 2000s when we first discovered that thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the all or nothing thing, man, it just, the problem is that if you fall off that horse, it's so hard to get back on it. Like I started eating those Freshly meals for a while because it's a really easy way to control the calories that you're putting in yourself, you know? So I would drink a shake in the morning and then in the afternoon and, or for lunch and dinner, I'd have a Freshly. And so that, you know, I knew but I just stopped eating them for a couple of weeks. And as delicious as they were, they just never sounded delicious again. You know,
we did those for a while and that exact one. And I liked them. My favorite thing about doing those was that you don't need to go to the grocery store.
Exactly.
Really. I mean, yep. It's like, okay, sure, we need milk and you know, like, but you don't have to grocery shop and
yep.
You don't have to do dishes. I don't know.
It's great. You're so yeah. Right. Well, see, I don't use dishes anyway, and I clean while I cook. So I don't accumulate dishes like my wife and my son do. And it's amazing how many they can accumulate.
Yeah.
And you're so right, because I also don't really snack. I'm just not like that big of a snacker anymore. And so, yeah, that was the extent of my, I would dirty up the magic bullet in the morning and then a fork, you know, and that's the extent of my yeah. day, yeah. You know, but yeah, I, you know what, I would do it again if they wanted to sponsor the show. So Freshly, if you're listening, they really are really, really good.
Yeah.
I just got,
and they've got a good variety.
Very good variety. It does take some effort to do it, because you also, if you forget to put your order in, they send you the same thing every week. Well, after you forget that like three times, you're just, then it gets to where you only really like three things. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things, man, where it's like the Charlie Brown shirt thing. But are you still doing that Octavia thing?
Yeah. Yeah. We're still doing that. The thing that's not been great for us, and that diet's great. The thing that's been hard for us is with the whole lockdown thing. Then it's, you know, hey, we're drinking margaritas on the back patio, and so
yeah.
That's kind of halted our progress as far as weight loss goes. But we haven't really gained anything back.
Yeah, you're maintaining though. Well, that's exactly. The thing, right? Like, you, as long as you're not gaining, it's you know, it's something, because it's easy to put on weight in these. I mean, that, you know, everybody's, it's, this actually has just popped up in the last couple of weeks, right? Everybody's got their COVID-19, you know, where everybody's gaining. And I think our friend Ian said he gained like 40 pounds, and he's like me. He has been fighting his weight his whole life. And so I think he puts it on and takes it off, puts it on, takes it off kind of thing. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, it's fucking, man, it sucks. Like, I just wish, I wish pizza like had the same health benefits as like guacamole, you know, like.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's like, how come chips and queso doesn't have the caloric equity,
yeah,
quality of celery, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That,
did I lose you?
No, I'm here. No, you almost did. You kind of, but I got your whole sentence. But yeah, that, I think about that all the time. Like, why can't cake be like a banana, you know? Or like Ben and Jerry's fish food should be like having an apple. So
yeah,
it's like
100%.
A pint of Ben and Jerry's fish food a day keeps the doctor away. You know, like that.
I don't think it works like that, but it'd be awesome if it did.
Man, I just don't get it. Like, I just don't understand why food has to be so good. And that's the other thing, is that that is my biggest weakness. Tortillas and fucking queso, chips and queso, or like a tortilla with literally anything on it, you know, and they're like the two worst things you can eat.
We've been doing this diet long enough where like I'm really not, I don't have like these cravings. I don't need to go have chips and queso, right? But what happens is whenever we have the band calls, whenever I'm up drinking way, way too much, then the next day it's like, we need cheeseburgers right now.
Oh, for sure. You know? Yeah.
The next day is just like, oh, diet's out the window. We're eating crap today.
100%.
Because I'm hungover.
Yeah. You know, I think I've talked about this on the show before, but my wife loves Asian food to the point that her favorite hangover food is Chinese food. And to me, that is like the last thing I want. But she wants it for that salt, right? Which is the same reason we want like the big cheeseburger. But like, I want that substance. Like, you know, it's, I say it all the time. There's only two times that I really get a hamburger at Whataburger. And that's at 3 o'clock in the morning or at 12 o'clock noon after I've been up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's definitely a correlation.
Yeah. The other times I'm like, yeah, I don't really need to go there. You know, I mean, it's delicious, but like, I don't ever just go to Whataburger and just eat, you know, like it's, I wonder if they know that, you know, like, oh, did you go this morning though? Taquitos?
No, Anik went and ran a couple of errands and she brought me a Whataburger while she was out.
Oh man. What does that taste like if you're not hungover? Is it just like just enjoying something?
I never said that I wasn't hungover. Oh.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. See, you were just as happy I put this shit off as I was.
Yeah. Whenever you said, can we put it off? I'm like, yeah, it works for me.
Whatever,
man.
You want to do, man. Whatever, dude. Yeah, man. Dude, totally cool. It was. That is so damn funny. Oh man. Yeah, I thought it had an electrician coming over today because I'm putting smart switches on every single switch in my house. So there will not be one light in this house that I can't turn off with my voice. And the reason
that's incredible. We've got a bunch of stuff in the house, and by from your recommendation, I upgraded our router recently to the Orbi.
Oh, nice.
And happy, it's so insane. Far? Like, whenever I am having some slow issues or this or that, and I open up the app and I look at it, and my God, we have a lot of devices connected to that thing.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you just forget. And it's like, when you look at that list, it's overwhelming. It really is. Like, it's crazy.
And yours is going to skyrocket if you're doing every light switch.
Exactly. Well, you know, the reason I'm doing it is, it's not laziness. And in fact, I'm doing it for a reason. The reason is that no one in my house turns fucking lights off. And so I want to be able to be walking out of the house and go, you know, A-L-E-X-A, goodbye or whatever. And then she will lock the doors and turn off all the lights and put the air conditioner where it should be when we're not here. And that way it's not my responsibility to walk through the whole goddamn house and make sure that every closet light is off. Cause that's the way that it works right now. And
technology is pretty amazing. Whenever we went to Anik's parents' house a few weeks ago, after we left town, we were on the road already an hour away. And I was like, oh crap. We didn't turn the thermostat down.
Yeah.
But I just opened up the phone and turned the thermostat down.
Exactly. Yeah. So now if I forget to close the garage, I open up this little app and I swipe that motherfucker down and it closes. And it'll text me if I want it to, like, hey, man, you forgot to close your garage door.
Yeah. So there's certain I don't have this, but I would love to look into it and figure it out. Because whenever we were coming home from Wichita Falls, I forgot to turn the thermostat back down whenever we were coming home. So we got home and the house was just hot.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But there are certain apps that now they realize, like, oh, you're 5 miles away. What's that?
No, I didn't say anything. I was just agreeing with you.
Okay, sorry. I think my internet's running slow today, speak of. But yeah, there's certain apps that whenever you're like 5 miles away, your phone notifies and sets your house up how you want it to be when you get there.
Okay, I'm fucking getting that.
Yeah,
I think you basically just have these little tasks within your router and your switch that, you know, that know to do certain things or whatever. Yeah, but that's yeah. Anyway, I'm and I'm putting motion detectors in Everett and Casey's closet so that when they don't even have to worry about turning their light off anymore. When they've been away for a while, that fucker goes off. And I'm and you know what? But that's something where my wife would usually get mad at me because she'd just be like, you know, like, I don't, you know, I mean, because, you know, I'm basically saying, look, I give up. You know, right. Like, I don't expect you to even try to do this anymore. But she was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm fine with that. Totally. Whatever. Then I just don't, you know, and that's she doesn't have to think about it, you know? But yeah, smart home shit. All right, we got to take a break. We've been at this for a while. I don't even think we've talked about anything yet.
No.
We'll be right back. And then later on the show, Chingy. And Chingy has some new music out. And it's really good. I mean, it is in your face. So y'all hang out. Okay, guys, let's face it. My hair is awesome. It is my identity. It has a whole fan club of its own. It's amazing. However, many of my friends aren't so lucky. They get to their 20s and 30s and start noticing the first signs of losing their hair, and everybody goes into a panic. Let's face it, you know? No guy ever wants to go bald. That's why I am telling all of my friends about Keeps, the simple and easy way to keep your hair. 2 out of 3 dudes will experience some sort of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. But thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. You can see results in 4 to 6 months, so the sooner you start with Keeps, the more hair you'll save. Keeps has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to Keeps.com/rockstar to receive your first month of treatment free. That's KEEPS.com/rockstar. Welcome back to the Rockstar Dad Show right here on Adobe Radio every Monday and every Tuesday. And then it goes to a podcast thing that throws it to all the podcatchers so that you can listen to us anywhere you want. And sometimes our show is longer than the radio allows. We used to not have these crazy guidelines on Adobe. Like, they'd basically just be, as long as it didn't go over 55 minutes, you could like turn in like a 30-minute show. And then their system knew to play music or whatever. They've passed that responsibility on to us, Gary.
Normally we don't have an issue with not having a long enough show. We just get off on tangents and talk about whatever.
Right. It's not been an issue. But we don't have that option anymore. Now, if we don't talk enough, Sean has to go to a database and play music that is approved. So I think a good way to get more airplay for Bowling for Soup is we just start making our show 20 minutes, and then we do 35 minutes of just Bowling for Soup songs.
Yeah. I think we should have a national campaign of everyone telling ALAXA to just play BFS whenever they leave the house.
That's a great idea. Like, pick an album. That's not a bad idea. Surely somebody's thought of that, right? Like, where you just get your fan page to be like, okay, guys, just at least once a day, have her play a full album, and you don't even have to hang out. Just do it.
Yeah. You know what we did last night that was awesome?
What's that?
This has been on our to-do list for, not to-do list. It's been on something I wanted to do. Anyways, we watched Back to the Future with Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
And it was awesome. That's been like a movie for 6 months or so that I've been, hey, man, let's watch this movie. And he's like, I don't really want to. And last night he's like, let's do it. And we watched it and he loved it. We had a great time. Huey Lewis is in that movie. It's great. It was a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. I hadn't even thought about with Everett on that. But we have found the end of Netflix. And so we are having to really, really, you know, go for it. Certain things. So like I actually sat down and that's a great one, by the way. Back to the Future is first movie we ever did on Jarrett Goes to the Movies and freaking classic.
You know, and it aged great because most of the movie isn't set in present day.
Yeah.
You know, most of it's in the past. So it's fine that whatever. It's aged really, really well.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. We were successful with The Sandlot. He loves The Sandlot. I'm so sorry. He loves Home Alone. Like, he can watch that movie over and over and over again.
Good. I'm not sure if we've done that or not. For some reason, I don't know how this came up, but Tyler caught wind of the D.B. Cooper story recently.
Okay.
And so, like, he wants me to read him the story from this webpage. And so we kind of just read the story. But there's not really any movies on that. And, or if there are, we haven't found them. But he's wanting to get more stories that are like a true life kind of unsolved mystery type thing. And I'm having a hard time thinking of any that aren't like ridiculously violent, you know?
Right.
Goodfellas, that's a true story. But, you know, everyone gets murdered in that, you know? Yeah. So I'm trying to think of something kind of along those lines to watch with him since he's into that kind of thing.
We need suggestions from our audience, Gary.
There you go.
You guys can email us at rockstardadshow@gmail.com, or you can just hit our Facebook. Anything along the lines of D.B. Cooper that he could watch.
Yeah, just a realistic, somewhat unsolved mystery type thing. Like, he's really into that right now.
That's cool. That's cool. He may find himself into true crime. I will tell you what we finally did, though. We it brought up some memories for me because we watched Sky High. Have you ever sat and watched that before?
No. In fact, we own the DVD.
Yeah.
That's a thing that we used to watch movies on. And but I've never watched it.
Well, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
So it's a really good movie. And I think Tyler would love it, actually. It's really, really good. And but we have a song in it. We covered Melt With You, which I had loved that song my entire life because the movie Valley Girl was a really big one when I was a kid. And so we covered that song, and it brought back sort of the memories of recording that, but also in the video where I have to have the love interest or whatever in the video. And I just am looking at her and I just go, how old are you? And she goes, I'm 16. And I go, who has given me permission to sit here and look at her like this? And you just hear this, I am, from the background. It's her mom just going, she's a professional. Go ahead. You're fine. And just like, okay. You know, but now I think about it, it's funny. That girl's older than my wife.
Oh my God.
Isn't that funny?
Oh my God.
Because I can't remember. I did the math and I looked it up. So I think I was like early 30s or whatever, you know? And so, you know, I was twice that girl's age then, but you know, my wife just turned 30 and I'm 48. So, you know, but anyway, And it was actually kind of sad too, because Kelly Preston, who had just passed away, and just like one of the loveliest actresses ever in the history of the world, is in that movie. And she was in this movie called Mischief when I was a kid. And I'm not sure how that movie is aged, but she is nakeder than naked in that, and in Jerry Maguire. So if you're wanting to do some research, those are two great movies to go back and see Kelly Preston, may she rest in peace, naked.
Maybe I've only seen the TV version of Jerry Maguire, because I don't remember that.
Oh my God, you don't remember? There's this part where she just goes, "Don't you ever stop fucking me, ever, 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 ever," like that. Like, it's, and so that's the whole thing, is like she just has this whole like crazy passion about this dude. And then she just dumps him as soon as he loses his job. You know, it's over. But man, that is a great movie. If you haven't watched that recently, that one might not be a good one to watch with Tyler. But if you haven't watched Jerry Maguire lately, it is awesome. I mean, just everything from, you know, that story to the whole, you know, him quitting and losing his mind, and then the show me the money thing. And then there's the, did you know Bees and Dogs Can Smell Fear? There's that kid is in that.
Yeah. I haven't seen it recently, except for the clip that's in the Batman Lego movie.
Which one is that?
Well, there's a clip of Jerry Maguire in the Batman Lego movie.
Oh yeah. But I'm saying, what clip? I don't remember. What clip is it?
Oh,
is it, I know what you think I'm going to do.
No.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Okay. Because that Batman Lego movie, for any dad who, like, you just want to watch something with your son or daughter, whatever, and you want to laugh, it is the funniest shit. Like,
it's fantastic. It's a great movie.
I was crying laughing in the theater. Like, my wife is just staring at me the whole time, because when they do this bit on underoos on that thing, and I mean, like, legitimate tears coming out of my eyes in the movie. And like, I'm the only one in there, I think, that was getting the actual joke, because I was probably the oldest person in there. But man, that Lego Batman movie is good.
Yeah, there's plenty of jokes in there for the parents.
Yeah. And and speaking of which, the Phineas and Ferb movie's coming out soon, though I don't think we are in it. Like, I don't think they even use our song or anything, because I haven't heard anything about it. But still, that's going to be cool, because I think that's going to start or return to the surface, you know, a classic cartoon that we were on for 9 years, you know?
Yeah, long time.
Which is great. And but yeah, so we watched that, and then... you know, I told you, see, that's just it. Like, this would have been the perfect opportunity to do all the Harry Potters, but we did that last summer. And so, you know, we're just sort of in that same boat where every day it's just like, okay, what are we going to do now?
Yeah, what do we do now?
We tried Mighty Ducks. Everything. Yeah, we tried Mighty Ducks. That was okay. I think I was already too old for that when it came out.
Yeah.
You know, but... well, I guess we should go talk to Chingy here and let people move on with their lives. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Next week, we have another great guest, and we have some insane guests coming up, guys. If you were going to spread the word about this show, this is the time. And please, for the love of all things holy, please go to wherever you listen to us and shoot us a good review. We would appreciate you very much. Once again, email us at rockstardadshow@gmail.com, and you can find us on Instagram and Facebook.
Give us some suggestions to watch movies with our kids.
Yep. We'll be right back with Chingy. Welcome back to the Rockstar Dad Show right here on Adobe Radio, and joining us is Chingy. And what I was saying, we had some little technical difficulties, but we are back. And
we're back.
Around 2000, and I don't know what it's, 3 or 5. We're still in a band called Bowling for Soup, and we used to play shows together back in the radio show days.
Scott told me that too. That's pretty cool. Back in 2003, that was a Man, that's a while ago since my first project came out. I know that.
Yeah, it has.
But man, that's pretty cool. It's a blessing, you know, that we able to get out on that road and play some shows together and do what we love to do. So that's cool.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, you've obviously been busy and a new album coming out. And like I was telling you earlier, I took a listen to it and it's different, but I mean, it is rocking. It is like
Thank you, man.
It really is just like, there's that, the first track, I mean, you just come out and it's like, there's no other way to describe it. It's rocking.
It's rocking, right on. That first track is called Invincible. It's more of a, like, I kind of dedicated that track to 80s hip hop music because it has that feel. It has that feel. And this whole project, the instrumentation for as the beat making goes is a little different from what people are probably used to in the trap sound and all that of what the modern music of today. But, you know, how I'm feeling right now, that album Crown Jewel and the records on the project is how I'm feeling, you know, and because I remember being in the studio and trying to record to like trap type of records. Nothing comes out.
Right.
Nothing will come out. But if I put on these, this melodic instrumentation, you know, that got this musical, hard hitting drums, musical feel that I like to say is like 80s, early 90s type of conscious music, stuff just start pouring out.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, and so that's just how I was feeling it. So it all came together that way. And Invincible is a great intro track for the project.
I totally agree.
So you just you right now have a record about to come out, but before we started, you told us as soon as you get done with the interview, you're in your studio right now, you're about to start working on some new tracks. So you are, you're one of those guys that just doesn't stop, I'm guessing. You're working all the time doing something.
You know what, man? Am I one of those guys? I would have to say I am one of those guys because I love making music. But, you know, I'm just like anybody else who can get writer's block, or sometimes I sit in front of the equipment and don't nothing come out.
Yeah.
And so I have to just let it go, come back to it later on or just the next day and figure it out. But for the most part, I'm always trying to create some.
You know, so obviously we talk about being dads and we're going to get to that here in just a second. But, you know, you guys have a huge song right now on Radio Disney. So, I mean, you got
Woe Down.
Yeah. You got dads all over the place, like just tapping their foot to you driving down the street.
Yeah, man, that's cool. Dads got to enjoy music too.
Absolutely.
It ain't just the women and the kids. Dads got to enjoy the music. And Woe Down is I don't like to really call it like a country hip hop type of record or nothing like that, because Megan Tyler is a country duo who's featured on the record. Mm. And you know, they bring the country twang, the country twist to it. And so yeah, man, we made that record like last year, sometime December, November. And yeah, Radio Disney been pumping it, man. It's been doing great. People feeling it. And it's just some feel good music. You know, I don't like to put myself in a box with when it comes to sound and when it comes to music. I like to be universal and versatile, because I don't feel like you should have a limitation.
Yeah.
You know, people always want to limit themselves to just doing this type of music or this type of music, but really you wasn't born with a limitation on you. So you can, it's sound, it's creation, you can make what you want. And so me, Meg, and Tyler just collaborated, came up with something that feel good that we proud of, and we put it out and people appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's awesome. And I mean, to be able to connect with a completely new generation, you know, says mm-hmm. something about, you know, your longevity and your career. And, you know, obviously I think this new record's going to do great for you too. I really do.
People love feel good music. People love good music, creative, good music, classic music will always be around. Just like my record, Right There, Holiday Inn, One Call Away. It's records like that, Pulling Me Back, Baller Baby. It's records like those records that still get played and people still dance to them, because it's just classic music. It's like an antique car,
right?
That doesn't lose its value to this day. It's just classic music, man. When it's good, classic, different, original, authentic music, you know, people appreciate it and it stands the test of time.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many years when somebody would ask me where something was, I would say right there, right there. I cannot tell you how long I did that, Chingy. Like, I mean,
hey, people come up to me all the time and say that.
Yeah.
Hey, Chingy, can you say right there? It's over there. And you know, it's how I talk. It's how I came up. That's how I talk, my terminology.
Yeah.
But it also made it stamped me historically in the music game, because people don't forget that.
No.
And it was original. And like I say, authentic and original. And that was my how I talked, and you can call it my slang or whatever, but I made it pretty famous.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, when it's classic, it stands the test of time. And I'll never be forgotten for that, because, you know, people really took to that and they loved the record. And it's funny, because I was just as big as the name and the records and everything. I was big, just like the songs, just like the music. I was just as big. And so people never forget that, man. It's going to always be around.
Yeah, that will definitely be one of those songs that will literally be around forever and ever. You're right. You are stamped forever in music history, sir. Now,
great.
We love to talk to our guests, obviously, about something you don't get asked about a lot, and that mm-hmm. is your family. Tell us about being a dad. Introduce us to your kids, so to speak.
About my family, introduce to my kids. Well, I got a 22-year-old.
Wow. Okay. Well, I got a 17-year-old. I'm not far behind you.
Yeah, I started pretty young. I should have calmed down, though. But I got a 22-year-old. I got a 13-year-old, and I have two daughters, 8 and 1.
Okay.
And you know, kids are a blessing. Kids are beautiful. You know, I love hanging out with my daughters. I love hanging out with my sons. Even though the wisest one, meaning older, he could be a little nerve-wracking, belligerent, and don't listen. He likes to drink.
Yeah.
And I have to tell him, you know, don't be drinking around me today. I don't feel like dealing with you drunk.
Right.
Because he liked to drink. And so I was like, man, calm down.
Right.
But he's a cool dude, you know, talented. He's into astrology like me. My youngest son, Isaiah, he's actually an actor. He's on that show. Family Reunion on Netflix.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, neat.
Yeah, he's the oldest son on there. He's an actor. He's a great kid. He's doing his thing up in California. My daughter that's 8, Keelana, she likes to dance. She's in school. She likes to draw, dance. She's a great little lady. And the 1-year-old is actually into phones and being on phones. She'll FaceTime me on my phone, and she'll just be talking, walking around the house like she knows what she's doing. Like, seriously, she'll have the, like, I'm FaceTiming with y'all right now with the phone. She will be talking to me and walking around the house like she knows exactly what she's talking about. And if you hang up, she gets mad about it. Yeah, she's very serious about that phone.
Now, so that's quite a wide range of kids, and that's like me. 17 is my oldest, 7 is my youngest. So I'm certain that your 22-year-old has a pretty good idea of, you know, what it is you do and things that you've done in the past and things like that, you know, musically. What about, you know, now your 8-year-old is an actor that's doing really well. Does he know, you know,
the 13-year-old?
13-year-old. Okay. So yeah. Does he know too, you know, that that you have huge, huge hits behind you?
Oh yeah. He's very familiar. He's very familiar. Yeah. He loves the music. He loves it. He's very familiar. He's a really intelligent and hip little guy.
Yeah. It certainly sounds like it. And then, so are any of your kids musical?
My wisest son, Mikhail, he like music. You know, I don't think he wanna take it serious, but he's right. A pretty good rapper.
Yeah.
And my youngest son, Isaiah, he does some everything. He does karate, gymnastics, he acts, that little dude right there is just so multi talented. He does everything.
Yeah.
Keelana, the 8-year-old, she dances. I think she's trying to sing too. I think she's trying to sing.
That's awesome.
But the baby Galaxy, she heard music. She be like this, and she'll like she delivering the music and stuff. So they all got I think they all love music.
Yeah, I think you got your hands full with that little one. I think.
Which is easier or harder, having kids whenever you were younger and not knowing what you're doing, or now dealing with the younger kids, you're older, you can basically give yourself your own advice. And we've been through it, been there, but now you're older and maybe you don't have the energy that you did when you were younger.
Having kids younger, man, I was a kid myself. When I had my first son, I was like 16. Mm. Like I literally did not, you're not a dad at 16.
Yeah,
sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not a dad. And it's no trying to act like you're a dad. You can try to do it, but you're not, you're a kid.
Yeah.
And so my only thing is I wish I would have just known better. I mean, I love my kids. It's great they're here. But I wish I would have just known better for as when and with who to have children. You know, I wish somebody would have really banged that in my head at it when I was younger, you know, about the process of having kids and who you have kids with and things like that.
It's one of those things where, you know, those are the things that you would go back in time, right, and tell yourself, but you're glad your kids are on the planet, but you wish that, you know, as you said, there's some of those relationships you wish you probably could have done yourself a favor and stayed away.
I could have did myself a huge favor because one or two of the moms wouldn't be by them if it was my way. It would be different women.
Well, now,
sorry, but hey.
Hey, it, you know what? It is what it is, right?
Well, and along with that comes the in-laws or their mothers and their family as well. Oh. So there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
You know, back to music for just a second, because I know you've got another interview coming up in 3 or 4 minutes, but you know, this is the thing where, again, mm-hmm. you know that some longevity, I mean, 2 million plus monthly listeners on Spotify is incredible. I mean, it's incredible.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's
pretty good.
And again, you know, not to take away from anything you're doing. I mean, we're in the same boat, right? We're still making music, but our biggest hits, our biggest hits are a little bit behind us, you know, and you obviously mm-hmm. had smash hits with Right There and Holiday Inn, One Call Away. Because both of them, you have 8 Hot 100 hits is the thing. So
yeah,
so those things are just getting playlisted and playlists like crazy, and it's you know that, and again, a whole
new playlist, the new music too.
Like that's what I'm saying. You got to do that, right? So tell us just a little bit about so the new singles are All Cap and Invincible. Tell us about the new record and when everybody can get it, and yeah, let's do that.
You know what? Actually, the new record, the album was supposed to drop today, man. And for some reason, due to this COVID, the distributor, we had some difficulties, some technical difficulties. So now I got to reset a date.
Yeah.
For the Crown Jewel project, I got to reset the date.
Okay.
Because I don't know that something happened. But All Cap is out. Invincible is out, and you can still check that out, but I'm finna reset that date, man, so we can get the Crown Jewel project out there, and I'm finna get a new distributor and so people can hear it. But it's great music. All Cap is just really about trials and tribulations in my career, but still can two-step to it, still can dance to it, it's still groovy. Invincible is more of a lyrical hip-hop type of feel, straight in your face type of record. And the Crown Jewel project itself is more of a mental stimulation type of album.
Mm-hmm.
Great music, man. And I'm gonna get it out there real soon.
Well,
today it was supposed to drop.
Thank you for letting us have it a little bit early. And Chingy, thank you for being with us here today. Again, I'm sorry I kept you waiting a little bit. But you know, like as you said, life is a little bit insane right now. And you know, stay safe.
We'll get through it.
Stay safe and healthy, and check back in with us anytime, man. It's really great to see you again.
Hey man, thank you guys. Appreciate the love always. Anytime you need me, just let me know. Peace and
Thanks
love.
Thanks so much for coming on.
You got it, Chingy.
Yes, sir.
Take care, man.
All right, y'all. Peace.
This is a song for my friends Jared and Gary. They started a podcast and said a theme was necessary. They're just a couple of guys in a band that you know. Some rock star dads who started a show. Until the next episode.